Gone with the Wind is not obscene. Gone with the Wind. Now, I can't say what every person that watches it is inspired to do, but it's a motion picture that was not made to encourage you to go out and commit a mortal sin. Gone with the Wind is an artistic work. Gone with the Wind, it's cinematography, it's acting, it's music score, almost everything about it is an expression of the good, the true, and the beautiful. Gone with the Wind is illegal now. Not illegal, but it's been made illicit. While what I was just talking about, looting, rioting, pillaging, vandalizing, assault and battery, are illicit. The world has turned upside down. We don't have better things to do than to go after motion pictures made in the 1930s. I mean, where's Jess Hawkins when I need her? Please. Please. And so someone that has the ability to do so must strike a blow in the sand for the good, true, and beautiful. That's all we're doing by broadcasting Gone with the Wind, the audio version tonight. I'm not trying to, I just want to say this publicly, I am not trying to profit from it. Not selling subscriptions during it, although you can subscribe. Not using it to make any money. Not charging admission. Not trying to denigrate the product. Not trying to misrepresent it. These are all copyright law things here. I'm simply broadcasting it so that anyone that wants to hear it, that has a question, or, yeah, that Gone with the Wind is terrible, it's racist. Okay, well, why don't you listen to it and see if you hear any racism in it? If there is indeed even a thing called, like Joe Clovis, a black man, told us on Tuesday's show, live from London, he doesn't even know what racism is. And he's a black guy. So we will broadcast it tonight. I invite you and your family. Tell your friends. I know it's a Friday evening. I know people have other things to do. Just turn it on. I think it may be worth a listen. You know what? As an adult, I haven't seen the film completely, start to finish. I've seen parts of it. I will be there tonight at 6. I will also introduce the film. There will be an editorial kind of statement that we will air, kind of a disclaimer, if you will. And Justin cut it up into four pieces so that you'd have intermission breaks, if you will. And the show starts at 7 Eastern tonight right here on the Crusade Channel and at crusadechannel.com. Again, it's broadcast for free, gratis. I hope people listen to it, and I hope they are actually charmed by it. By the by, according to the Hollywood Observer, the Hollywood Reporter, here it is. HBO Max removes Gone with the Civil War epic Gone with the Wind. The 1939 film has long been considered controversial for its depiction of black people and its positive view of slavery. Well, if you're going to make a historically accurate film and you're going to make it about the antebellum South, let's break that term down. I love the term antebellum. Let's break the term down for all my Latinist friends out there. Thank you. Well, I'm just going to show you this wonderful book. I keep it at the top of my stack. Mrs. O'Connell didn't have to go very far to get it and to look at it. Richard Weaver's The Southern Tradition at Bay. You know, one of the big quotes, a history of post-bellum thought, one of the things that comes out of this book is a quotation that we are woe to forget. And you know what it is? It's very brief. You can memorize it. Ideas have consequences. Richard Weaver. It's in this book, Southern Tradition at Bay. By the by, this is a $250 volume right now, probably, on eBay. I got it for $100 and a half, I think. because it's an original first edition print. So it's a. I suspect that this is probably one of the modern Hitler banned books. You know, Antifa and Black Lives Matter probably banned this book.
It had a different cover originally. Actually, it had one with a Confederate flag on it.
Did it?
Yes.
Because it's hard. But anyway, the book is magnificent. If you read it, you'll discover many things about the antebellum South. Now, let's break the word antebellum down just for a moment. And that's what we do here on the Crusade Channel. We try and shed light on things using the truth. Antebellum, anti, before. Bellum, war. So when someone says, you're depicting the antebellum South, you should go, so? So the before the war South, right? Before the war South, anti. Bellum. Let's talk about the before the war South for just a moment, shall we? How many of you have a copy of the book that Brian McClanahan and I put back into print that was out of print? Is Davis a Traitor? You know, this is kind of timely and topical as well here today on a Free Phone Friday. Seeing as how in Richmond, Virginia, a statue of Jefferson Davis was ripped down where a cheering throng of madmen. He was the leader, he was a traitor and a racist and a slave owner. He was all these things. Slave owner, traitor. Wait a minute, was he a traitor? No, he was not. The book, Is Davis a Traitor? A History of, Was There a Constitutional Right to Secession Previous to the War of 1861 is such a masterpiece. The book is actually written as a legal defense for Jefferson Davis. Should radical Republicans in the victorious North there, should they try and prosecute Davis as a traitor? So Andrew Bledsoe Taylor makes the case, no. He's not a traitor. There was a right to secession. The book is so thorough, and the case is so thorough and so airtight, no one ever bothered to write a response to it. And they never will. Because the answer is Bledsoe Taylor is correct. So let's talk about the antebellum South. I just referred to the book just for a moment here. So HBO, Max, Black Lives Matter, all that movie Gone with the Wind depicts the antebellum South as something that was good. Well, it was something that was good. I'm sorry. I'm going to mix red all over your little parade. Yeah, but Minter Church, it had slavery. Okay, it had slavery. Slavery was permitted by the Constitution. I'm sorry. That's the fact check. That's why you had to have the 13th Amendment. No 13th Amendment, slavery's still legal. Last I checked. Was slaveholding the only thing that was going on in the antebellum before war South? No, it wasn't. This city right here where there were slaves, the city of New Orleans, Louisiana, was known as what in the antebellum South? The cradle of Catholicism in the Mississippi River Valley. Do you know how many saints came out and came through the city of New Orleans in the antebellum South? When I say saints, I don't mean those that are canonized. I mean, we all had the chance to be saints, whether the church proclaims us as saints or not. What else was happening here in the South? Well, if you were living in Yankee North there, you were getting your sugar from Louisiana sugarcane. You were getting your rice from Louisiana rice. You were getting your soybeans. You were getting your corn. You were getting your peanuts. You were getting cotton to clothe your skanky northern Yankee behind. Where? In the antebellum South. You know, those radical Republicans, before they were radical Republicans and abolitionists, had no problem spending the exorbitant tariffs and taxes that were placed on Southern agriculture. That's a big part of the Bledsoe Taylor's case, that there was an injury that was being made, an economic injury, on all the southern states and on their produce, agriculture, and they had a good reason. You don't just secede because you feel like it. They had a good reason to leave the union. Besides the fact that they were going to become permanently outnumbered in the United States Senate. And it was only a matter of time before the peculiar institution was brought to an end. Now, as a Catholic and a Christian, I have to tell you that I am vehemently opposed and aligned with the church's teaching when it says that chattel slavery. Now, what's the, you know, no one wants to actually talk about the actual history. What is chattel slavery? Chattel is property. That human beings being sold and traded as chattel, as property, is a sin. It's a horrific sin. And the church has always condemned it.